RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello listener, welcome back to our English program over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news followed by news across the country. Today in history, highlight of the week and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. President Jokowi's Europe visit is expected to boost economic ties. Indonesia faces fresh hostage crisis as four more sailors kidnapped. Indonesia declares war on drugs needs to plug smuggling from Malaysia. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo is slated to make a European trip that will take him to Germany, Britain, Belgium, and the Netherlands from April 17 to 23 to boost economic ties. The visit is expected to gain concrete results, including in completing early-stage negotiations on the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement between Indonesia and the European Union. When the agreement is realized, Indonesia would gain access to the markets in the European Union that comprises 28 member countries with a total population of 530 million and economy of $18.5 trillion per year. Frank Kisibarani, the BKPM chief, noted that Europe's investment potential was quite huge, but Indonesia had yet to optimally benefit from it. Besides, the visit is also expected to boost foreign direct investment from Europe to Indonesia. With Indonesian authorities still struggling to secure the release of the 10 sailors kidnapped by the Philippines-based Abu Sayyaf group, the nation is now facing yet another hostage crisis in which four more Indonesians were abducted in the Malaysia-Philippine maritime border waters. The four Indonesian crew members were kidnapped on April the 15th at 6:31 p.m. local time when unidentified pirates tried to hijack two Indonesian flag boats, tugboat TV Henry and Bart Christie. The Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi said that the two boats were on their way from Cebu, the Philippines, to Tarakan, North Kalimantan when the hijacking occurred. The boats carried 10 Indonesian crew members. Of the 10, one was shot, 5 managed to escape, and 4 were abducted by the pirates. The 5 crew members who had escaped the kidnapping and the 2 boats were also taken by the Malaysian police to Lahat Datu Seaport, Malaysia. The ministry is currently communicating with the management of the companies which own the boats, as also with the authorities of Malaysia and the Philippines, to seek details about the piracy incident and coordinate measures to ensure release of hostages. Meanwhile, Indonesian Army Chief General Gatot Nurmantio revealed that the military had deployed 2 warships to the border of the Philippines in response to the current hostages by Abu Sayyaf. Indonesia has prepared some troops on land, sea, and air to take action in the Philippines. He claimed that he has received information that on Friday at around 6:20 p.m. in the border waters between Malaysia and the Philippines, several Indonesians had again been taken hostage. The Army Chief added that they will coordinate with the Commander of the Armed Forces of the Philippines and Malaysia to jointly conduct joint patrols. However, he said, when something happens in the territory of Malaysia or the Philippines, then anyone who is able to present the military quickly should be allowed to handle it. Indonesian Army Chief was optimistic when coordinated patrols memorandum of understanding was signed, the border waters of 3 countries would be safe. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian government has declared a war against drugs, and the authorities have intensified security measures to thwart illicit drug smuggling into the country. In the latest success, the Indonesian army personnel safeguarding the country's border with Malaysia managed to foil an attempt to smuggle 2 kilograms of crystal methamphetamine into the Pangabintawa of Antikong checkpoint area, West Kalimantan province, on April 13. Furthermore, the Indonesian police disclosed that some 800 kilograms of crystal methamphetamine had been smuggled from Malaysia into Indonesia since 2012 by an international drug syndicate involving two Indonesian prisoners. Adjunct Senior Commissioner Doni Setiawan, Chairman of the Narcotics Investigation Center Team of the Crime Investigation Directorate of the Indonesian Police, said that the network had smuggled methamphetamine and ecstasy from Malaysia into Indonesia from 2012 to 2016. Indonesia has established cooperation with some neighboring countries to eradicate drugs. Holding bilateral talks on the issue was important since attempts to smuggle narcotics from Malaysia had increased significantly, particularly through the seaports of Batam, Tanjung Balai Karimun, and Tanjung Pinang. Last item. Indonesia requires more long-lasting revenue sources than a tax amnesty, even though it can contribute funds to the budget. International Monetary Fund IMF Director of Asia and Pacific Department Chang Yong-ri explained the Indonesian government plan to regulate a tax amnesty law can improve the lack of capital inflows, but it cannot be a permanent solution. The Indonesian government is planning to pass the tax amnesty bill into law by the end of April in order to boost revenues from the tax sector, in which those who have tax debts and deposit their money abroad are believed reach trillion rupiahs. The government has targeted tax amnesty to provide additional tax revenue of 175 trillion rupiahs or $13.4 billion. Hence, instead of focusing on the short-term revenue like a tax amnesty, the government needs to invest more on technology development to enhance efficiency and transparency of tax collection. Ray pointed out that the IMF is well positioned to provide the technical support for the 188 member countries to improve the effectiveness and transparency of the tax administration system. Ray added that the IMF has been working closely with the Indonesian authorities to enhance tax administration in Indonesia. To end the news, here are the main points once again. President Joko Widodo's Europe visit is expected to boost economic ties. Indonesia faces fresh hostage crisis as four more sailors kidnapped. Indonesia declares war on drugs and needs to plug smuggling from Malaysia. That was the end of news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Open your eyes, open your mind, feel the warmth, see the smile, friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing, and if it's the beauty of nature among the colors of heaven. Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won international tourism awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Listener, here is news from across the country, presenting you various interesting information of the week coming from across the country. The first news is from Temanggung, Central Java. As many as 32 landslide early warning systems will be installed in 7 districts of Temanggung Regency, Central Java. The 7 districts are Pringsuran, Kaloran, Kandangan, Gemawang, Wonoboyo, Tretep, and Bansari. The head of Temanggung Regional Disaster Mitigation Agency, Agus Sudaryono, on Wednesday, April 13th, explained, "The simple early warning system was created by the students of Gajah Mada University in Yogyakarta, which will alert the people through sirens. Besides land movement, the device also detects landslide potential based on the rainfall. From 20 districts in Temanggung, the potential landslide is found in 14 districts. Yet for now, the early warning systems will be installed in 7 districts only." Still from Temanggung, Central Java. The Arabica and Robusta coffee from Temanggung Regency, Central Java will be exhibited in the Specialty Coffee Association of America in Atlanta, United States of America. Temanggung Coffee passed the selection and became one of the coffee communities to be exhibited along with the other coffees from 48 countries. The industry division head of the Temanggung Industry Trade Cooperatives and Small Medium Enterprises Agency, Klik Joko Merantau, on Wednesday, April 13th said, there are 5 local coffee brands, namely from the districts of Bulu, Kledung, Temanggung, and Gemawang. Klik added, the coffee from Temanggung had already been sold abroad, such as in South Korea, Middle East, and European countries. The shipping is still through the exporters from Salatiga and Malang, East Java. The last news comes from Jayapura, Papua. Indonesian Museum of World Record, MURI, named the Noken in the 50th anniversary of Papua Regional Development Bank in Jayapura, April 13th, as the biggest in the world. Noken is Papuan traditional bag carried on the head, made of bark fiber. The record was awarded at Papua Governor Office. The event was attended by MURI Senior Manager Yusuf Ngadri, Papua Deputy Governor Clement Tenel, Papua Regional Secretary Harry Dosinayan, and Bank Papua President Director Johan Kafia. Now, the Noken is used to replace the ballot box during the elections held in the regions of Papua Middle Mountain. And listener, that's the news from across the country.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with April 17, 1960, the Indonesian Islamic Students Movement was established. The Indonesian Islamic Student Movement, PMII, is a student movement that aims to realize a better Indonesia. It was established on April 17, 1960, against the background of the political situation in the 1960s that required students to take part in the political and social life in Indonesia. PMII establishment was led by the Young Nahdlatul Ulama members. Among the founders were Mahbub Junaidi and Subhan Z.I., a legendary journalist and politician. Indonesian Islamic Student Movement was born as a necessity in addressing the challenges of the times. Establishment of the Indonesian Islamic Student Movement organization started by the strong desire of NU students to establish a student organization based on the Quran and Hadith. Over now to 1961, Bay of Pig Invasion. A group of Cuban exiles financed and trained by the CIA lands at the Bay of Pigs in Cuba with the aims of ousting Fidel Castro. A group of Cuban refugees who have been trained by the CIA landed at the Bay of Pigs, Cuba with the aim of overthrowing the Cuban President Fidel Castro on April 17, 1961. U.S.-Cuba tensions have grown since Castro toppled the regime of right-wing military dictator General Fulgencio Batista, who supported the United States on January 1, 1959. On April 17, about 1,500 people on the run Cuban equipped with American weaponry landed on the southern coast of Cuba at the Bay of Pigs. They hoped to get support from the local population and intended to cross the island to Havana. CIA assumed that the invasion would lead to a popular uprising against Castro. However, the operation has been eagerly anticipated by Castro, and in anticipation of the attack, the government arresting a large number of anti-Castro Cubans. The failed Bay of Pigs invasion is very embarrassing, Kennedy administration then, and made Castro worry about the possibility of U.S. intervention in the future of Cuba. As a result of this failure, CIA Director Alan Jules, Deputy Director CIA Charles Cabell, and Deputy Director of Operation Richard Bissell was forced to resign. All three men responsible for the planning of operations at the CIA. Last is El Dorado dos Carajas massacre incident that occurred on April 17, 1996. El Dorado dos Carajas massacre was a shooting incident that occurred on April 17, 1996 in the town of El Dorado dos Carajas, Para State, Brazil. Brazilian military police opened fire on farmers who were protesting, resulting in 19 people killed and 60 people were seriously injured. Today, the incident is commemorated as the International Day of Peasant Struggle declared by Via Campesina, an international peasant movement that clicking the coordination of organization of small and medium-scale farmers, agricultural workers, rural women, and local communities in Asia, Africa, America, and Europe. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
Listener, here is the headlines of the week. Featuring Law and Human Rights Ministry designs prison exemplary project. Listener, the commitment of the government in improving the penitentiaries is being questioned. This was because the drug trade, especially facility for certain inmates, and riot always happen in prison. At the same time, debauchery and violations are always conducted by individual prison staffs, despite of the firm actions. Law and Human Rights Minister Yasona Lawli on Tuesday, April 12, removed Lubuk Pakam to be class penitentiary head Setia Budi and security head Ihwansyah from their position for building karaoke facility for the drug dealers in their prisons. Related to that, the Minister Yasona Lawli designed 71 penitentiaries and prisons spread across Indonesia as an exemplary project. For 6 months, those penitentiaries and prisons will be supervised and evaluated until they are fully clean from drugs. If success, the system used in those penitentiaries and prisons will be applied in whole Indonesia. Minister Yasona Lauli in Jakarta on Thursday, April 14th, when instructing the officers in 33 regional office of his ministry through the video conference said the project will be made as an effort to create and find the right supervisory and security system for penitentiary and prison. System which can prevent drugs and cell phones from entering the prisons. Minister Lauli said the ministry will gradually solve other issues such as lack of security facility. Improvement is conducted along with state budget ability increase. In for overcapacity, the Law and Human Rights Ministry will redistribute the inmates. Inmates in a crowded penitentiary will be transferred into the less crowded one. Meanwhile, in the middle of the OIC summit from Istanbul, Turkey, Vice President Yusuf Kala stated the drug network in the prison is still a serious issue. The Law and Human Rights Penitentiary Director General Iwayan Kadusak said the exemplary project will be applied at 64 penitentiaries and prisons from 32 provinces across Indonesia. Special for Jakarta, there will be 7 exemplary penitentiaries and prisons. Thus, the total will become 71 penitentiaries and prisons. Dusak further added his directorate had mapped the possible points for inmate transfer. And listener, that's the highlight of the week.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the week in review. Various things that happens this week in Indonesia are compiled in this week in review. Let's start from Monday. The Indonesian government through the Directorate General of Taxes will provide a fairly heavy penalties for taxpayers who do not follow the tax amnesty program. Similar sanction will also be given to taxpayers named in the Panama Papers document. Director of Counseling Services and Public Relations of the Directorate General of Taxes, Mekar Satria Utama in Jakarta, said the taxpayers who do not follow the tax amnesty, then their hidden properties or assets automatically will be directly counted as income with sufficient high rate tax. Mekar Satria Utama asserted the Director General of Taxes has the taxpayers' data who save money or have assets outside the country. Therefore, the Directorate General of Taxes can fine anyone who did not join the tax amnesty or reported tax incorrectly. According to him, the Directorate General of Taxes will continue to search and chase the taxpayers who do not want to take advantage of tax amnesty. Next, still on Monday, to fulfill the invitation of European state leader, Indonesian President Joko Widodo will have a working visit to European Union states such as Germany, United Kingdom, Belgium, and the Netherlands. The visit will start from April the 18th until April the 22nd. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno LP Marsudi said in Jakarta on Monday that President Joko Widodo's visit to Europe is to strengthen cooperation for both sides in several sectors, particularly in economy and terrorism. Minister Retno said that besides bilateral meeting between Indonesia and the four European Union countries, President Joko Widodo is also scheduled to have a face-to-face meeting with three other European Union presidents. They are the European Council President, European Parliament President, and European Commission President. Over now to Tuesday, Indonesian President Joko Widodo, while opening joint multilateral naval exercise Komodo 2016 in Padang Naval Base in West Sumatra on Tuesday, asked Indonesian Navy to strengthen cooperation with other countries' navy in Pacific and Indian Oceans. The cooperation is aimed at improving the human resources in humanitarian assistance military operation. President Joko Widodo also wanted Indonesian Navy to operate with all parties to raise the glory of the nation through marine development program. After opening joint multilateral naval exercise Komodo 2016, which was held from April 12 to 16, President Joko Widodo, accompanied by Indonesian Military Chief of Command General Gatot Nurmantio, Navy Chief of Staff Admiral Adi Supandi, Coordinating Maritime Affairs Minister Rizal Ramli, Fisheries and Maritime Minister Susi Pujiastuti, Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung, as well as other Navy high officer of 32 participant countries inspected warships joining the exercise. Meanwhile, Admiral Adi Supandi explained that there are 49 warships joining the exercise. The National Agency for Combating Terrorism, BNPT, encourages the strengthening efforts on law enforcement against terrorism acts and the spread of radical ideology in Indonesia. Head of the agency, Commissioner General Tito Karnavian in a working meeting between the Terrorism Agency and House Commission 3 in Jakarta on Wednesday said that to strengthen the law enforcement effort, Indonesian government should strengthen law enforcers' capabilities, namely strengthening the monitoring and detection intelligence, strengthening the ability of scientific investigation and prosecution capacity building in all fields. In addition, Tito added that the Indonesian government should also strengthen coordination among all parties to prevent the radical ideology spread to vulnerable societies, including rehabilitation towards terrorist convicts. Tito Karnavian said that the Indonesian government should also consider the need to establish special prison for terrorist convicts, as current prisons allow them to recruit followers from other crime convicts. He also pointed out that Indonesia needs a maximum security prison that avoids terrorist convicts to communicate with outsiders and to prevent them from planning terrorism acts from inside the prison. Move now to Thursday, the Indian Embassy to Indonesia held commemoration of the 125th birth anniversary of Dr. Bhimrao Ramji Ambedkar, Indian nationalist leader, on Thursday in Jakarta. Bhimrao Ramji Ambedkar was an important figure in India who set the basic constitution for the Indian government. Indian Ambassador to Indonesia Nengcha Luvum Mukhopadhaya said Bhimrao Ramji Ambedkar has set the basis for the constitution, even modern problems that the world currently facing, such as human trafficking, that is also experienced by Indonesia. According to Ambassador Nengcha, Indonesia and India have similarities that unite the two countries in a very close cooperation relationship. According to Nengcha, Indonesia and India are two countries belonging to diversity, which makes Indonesia resembles India in many ways. She said India can draw lessons from Indonesia in terms of managing diversity and bridging differences. That was the end of the weekend review over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Time now for us to bring you news in brief. President Joko Widodo is slated to make a European trip that will take him to Germany, Britain, Belgium, and the Netherlands from April 17 to 23 to boost economic ties. With Indonesian authorities still struggling to secure the release of the 10 sailors kidnapped by the Philippines-based Abu Sayyaf group, the nation is now facing yet another hostage crisis in which four more Indonesians were abducted in the Malaysia-Philippine maritime border waters. Indonesian Army Chief General Gatot Nurmantio revealed that the military had deployed two warships to the border of the Philippines in response to Abu Sayyaf action. The Indonesian government has declared a war against drugs, and the authorities have intensified security measures to thwart illicit drug smuggling into the country. In the last success, the Indonesian Army personnel safeguarding the country's border with Malaysia managed to foil an attempt to smuggle 2 kilograms of crystal methamphetamine into the Pangabintawa of Antikong checkpoint area in West Kalimantan Province. Indonesia requires more long-lasting revenue sources than a tax amnesty, even though it can contribute funds to the budget, according to International Monetary Fund Director of Asia and Pacific Department, Chang Yong Ri. That was the end of News in Brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. Among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2023. 2016.
Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destinations in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, a special program introducing Indonesian tourism, including places of interest, culture and tradition, also Indonesian cuisine. Today, I will take you to enjoy the beauty of Jakarta at night from the top of Monas. So stay tuned in RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voi.co.id. Monas, or the National Monument, is also a Jakarta Memorial Landmark, which stands 132 meters tall, built in memory of the resistance and the Indonesian people's struggle for independence from the Dutch colonial government. This monument was built on August 17, 1961, under the administration of the first president Sukarno, and opened to public on July 12, 1975. At the top of this monument, there is a flame symbol made of coated gold sheet, which symbolizes Indonesian fiery fighting spirit. The National Monument is located precisely in the center of Merdeka Square, Central Jakarta. It is open every day from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. and every month on the last Monday, the National Monument is closed to the public. To To attract more tourists both from home and abroad, on April 5, 2016, Jakarta Governor Basuki Cahaya Purnama inaugurated National Monument Night Tour. It can be enjoyed by visitors from Tuesday through Sunday starting at 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. During the monument at night, visitors can enjoy views of the city from the top of the monument. After paying for the ticket, which only costs 20,000 rupiahs for adult and 10,000 rupiahs for children. As for visitors who just want to climb up until the cup of Monas and not until the top, the ticket price is only 7,500 rupiahs for adult and 3,500 rupiahs for children. The extension of time until 10 p.m. also applies to visitors who are in the park in Monas area. In addition to adjusting the length of operation time, the management also adds to the number of tickets sold per day. From 8 a.m. until 4 p.m., there are 1,800 tickets, and from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m., 700 tickets. And the purchase of tickets on the night tour close at 9 p.m., and at 10 p.m., Monas stops operating. To attract tourists visiting the monument at night, the tourist area of Monas, Jakarta government also provides various facilities such as public toilets similar to those at shopping malls equipped with air conditioning, traders selling food at the price of side street restaurants so that visitors do not have to buy food and drinks outside the monument. Since the tourist area is located in the region of Ring 1 near the presidential palace, and to ensure the security, there are approximately 60 security personnel deployed around Monas. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder Today featuring Monas Night Tour. If you are in Jakarta, don't miss Monas Night Tour. In addition to its strategic place, which is in the heart of Jakarta, the atmosphere here is pretty cool. You can also enjoy the scenic beauty of Jakarta at night until tomorrow with the same program. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, customs and tradition, technology and environment, even lifestyle. Today's edition will be discussing growing interest in green industry concept. So stay tuned in RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. The concept of green industries or environmentally friendly industry that launched a few years ago by the Indonesian government is increasingly in demand by companies in Indonesia. This was evidenced by the increasing number of green industry awards recipients. The head of the Industrial Research and Development, the Ministry of Industry, Haris Munandar, said the program, which has been running for 6 years, is more and more in demand from year to year. Based on data from the Ministry of Industry, when it was held for the first time in 2010, the companies receiving the Green Industry Awards totaling 68 companies, and despite a decline in 2011 to 37, the figures rose again to 114 in 2015. According to Haris, the technical team will review the operations of the company that has registered itself as a green industry. This year, the Ministry of Industry developed 4 green industry standards, following the 8 that have been applied, among others for Portland cement, ceramic tiles, milk powder, and crumb rubber. According to Harris, the 2016 Green Industry Standards is mostly for the manufacturing sector prepared to follow for the development of international environmental issues, including the various agreements. Harris Munander said, in the early stages, this will be voluntary, while the government will provide facilities to companies through both fiscal and non-fiscal incentives. The Ministry of Industry is optimistic. The realization of the green industry for the entire sector in Indonesia could be accelerated given the increasing awareness of the effectiveness of production and producers' concern for the environment. Secretary General of the Ministry of Industry, Sharif Hidayat, said the national industry began to shift from business-as-usual approach, which is only for the pursuit of profit, to the production system, which is more integrated, efficient, and sustainable. The principle of production efficiency and increased effectiveness in the use of natural resources is called green industry. According to Sharif, currently emerging trend among industrial companies is vying to improve the performance of companies in the field of environmental and social issues. The seriousness of the Ministry of Industry of the Green Industry is stipulated on Law No. 3 of 2014 on industry, especially in Chapter 77 until 83. Ministry of Industry regularly organizes Green Industry Award as a token of appreciation for the efforts in the application of the principles of green industry in the production process. Sharif added, this award can be a medium to introduce green industrial policy to the country. That was Miss Leni today over Voice of Indonesia.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miss Leni on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. Well, listener, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. And now let's start answering your letters or email. First, I would like to read an email sent by Chang Pikyang in China. We received Chang Pikyang's email on April the 4th, 2016. He wrote the answers of Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. Hello, Chang Pikyang. Thank you very much for your attention and appreciation. We also thank you for your answers. We wish you to be one of the lucky winners. Please do not forget to invite your family and also your friends to send their answers to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Who knows, they will also be one of the winners. Thank you very much. And as our appreciation special for you, Zhang Pikyang will play a beautiful song. This song is also for our regular listeners wherever you are. Enjoy the song.
Apa yang kau takutkan dengan semua ini? Bukankah kesedihan sering kita alami? Keadaan ini buat kita terbiasa. Oh, dengarkan ku bicara, teruslah bermimpi, walau kenyataan berbeda. Teruslah bermimpi, jangan berhenti. Percayalah, lelah ini hanya sebab
kenyataan biar saja mimpi jauh membawa kita. Semakin muda, karena kesedihan pun ternyata hanya sementara.
Listener, now we will reply a letter from Vincentiu George in Romania. In his email, Vincentiu George, besides answering our wonderful Indonesia quiz, he also told when he visited Indonesia. He told Indonesia is really the most beautiful country in the world. He said that the people of Indonesia are very kind, more kind than other countries. And the landscapes of Indonesia are the most impressive, with a great diversity of flora and fauna, with active volcanoes, the paradise islands, the best cuisine, beautiful music, and very ethnically and linguistically diverse country, with 742 languages and dialects. Hello, Mr. Vincentiu George. Thank you for your email dated April 3, 2016. We also thank you for your compliment on our country and for participating in our quiz. But we are really sorry because for winning the quiz, we prioritize listeners who have never won the quiz. Thank you. Well, listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song just for you. Enjoy the song.
Ayo, ayo, anak Indonesia.
Semangat bahagia, aku terlahir di Indonesia, negeri yang indah bak permata. Pulau-nya luas berbentang,
cinta tanah airku, satu nusa bangsa.
Indonesia, negeri yang damai sejahtera. Semua anak di Indonesia pandai dan pintar, tumbuh sehat. Aku berjanji untuk berbakti,
cinta tanah airku, satu nusa bangsa.
Yeah.
siap, siap, berbaris, berbaris, anak Indonesia. Siap, siap, berbaris, berbaris, anak Indonesia. Siap, siap, berbaris, berbaris, anak Indonesia. Siap, siap, berbaris.
Listener, you are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. And now we continue to reply a comment from Siddhartha Bhattacharya in India. He was listening to our broadcast in German language through frequency of 9525 kHz at 1800 hours to 1900 hours UTC on March 30, 2016. And the SIO was weak, only 433. Hello, Mr. Siddhartha Bhattacharya. How are you? We haven't received your email for quite a long time. We hope that you are in healthy condition. Through your email, we know that you always tune in our broadcast. Thank you very much. Well, Mr. Siddhartha Bhattacharya, we are waiting for your next email and certainly with your reception report. Thank you very much. Well, world listeners, wherever you are, now we will give you a beautiful song. Let's check it out. Well, listeners, those were some emails that we can share with you this week. And actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. We want to say thank you for listeners who have liked and also visited our official Facebook fan pages. Thank you for visiting our Facebook fan pages and for being our regular listeners. And we also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5 Jakarta 10110 Indonesia. I repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5 Jakarta 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to info@voi.co.id, info@voi.co.id, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter @VoiIndonesia. You can also join our Instagram, Voice_of_Indonesia. And for your information, the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, in cooperation with RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, is holding Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. For information, you can tune in our programs on shortwave and also streaming, or you can also visit our website at www.voi.co.id and Facebook fan page Voice of Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we'll play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Anya Sana. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag. Bye-bye.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.